Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Sesame and Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855, yeah, I see me, everybody sees it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You got to be part of the conversation. You have to, the only way you become part of the solution is to become part of the conversation. Right? Well, anybody agree with, well, you all agree with me, I hope. Anyway, really, to become part of the conversation, you got to understand what's happening. You got to be in there with everybody else. And not because you agree with them or don't agree with them, so you can find out how they come to the conclusions they come to. Really. So I'm going to ask some of you guys in the chat room. I know there's a little bit of a delay, but it's not that much. I very much enjoy, and every once in a while, pretty much like whenever Zoe is on or Sonia's on or others, there are people that actually find it offensive the way we talk about whether when I have Zoe on, it's how we talk about Jesus or even about black folks as a whole. Same thing with Sonia. People get mad at her for the way she talks about black people because she doesn't speak about them as if they are victims. And you heard it tonight. So I find it refreshing, not to because I found that black person who doesn't believe that they're a victim, but we can talk about it openly. And what a bunch of asinine little turds to want to write me and tell me that as a white guy, I have no right to say, you know what, you don't know how I grew up. You have no idea. You just heard her say that there's prejudices and there's racism and bias in every group. And it's a true statement. The Northern Italians can't stand the Southern Italians, and neither one of them can stand the Sicilians. And I'm sure that happens in every group. In South Africa, you've got the fight going on between whites and blacks, been going on forever. But within their own communities, in the black community, I went to a church that was predominantly black for almost 20 years, for God's sakes. It doesn't make me a big man on campus. I just went where I believed the word was being taught. That's why I went to church. I didn't go there because there were more black people or less black people or. Went there because I believed that that's where God's word was being taught properly. And I saw a lot of prejudice, a lot of racism from the blacks within the church, not towards white folks, but towards themselves, which I never understood. I didn't speak about it. And that was one time where I could sit there and say, look, I'm not black. I don't understand the racism from light-skinned blacks to dark-skinned blacks. And I won't say it's none of my business, but it's none of my business. Not up to me to get it. When I was a kid growing up, there was a, I don't know, a hatred, a dislike between Southern Italians and Northern Italians. Come to find out, it had to do with class more than it had to do with color. Even though the Southern Italians are darker than the Northern Italians. So as humans, we're just fools at times. We're just stupid. Now get that out of the way. Where were the Did anybody see the marches on D.C. today? The tanks and the militia rolling in, you know, from the far right, from the MAGA guys? I must have missed it. I was probably in a coma or something. I took a nap earlier. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. Right? I mean, wasn't today supposed to be the day? Was it the reason we left all those troops in place? Because there was going to be a march on Washington, D.C. today when President Trump got sworn in as the new president or continued president or something along those lines. Now, if I'm stepping on some of your toes because you're irritated, you were one of those thinkers, you know, I hope I'm stomping on it, to put a term from Rick Green, because this is what I was telling you about earlier. When you guys start spreading all the stuff that you have absolutely no proof of, we end up looking like fools. They apply it to all of us. That's why I say what I say and how I say it. But since we're on that point, let me get this straight. We have a president with obvious dementia. Yes, I'm going to say I'm not in the medical profession, but man, you know, if you really want to see real news, listen to the Australian news. They're not afraid of anything, these people. You have basically, I know, you get in trouble for this, so I don't care. You basically have an ex-call girl for vice president. Here was a woman who you could just do the homework yourself. In other words, slap her way to the top, so to speak, in the political world. Let's just be honest about it. You have a transgender person as the head of Health and Human Services who wants to basically make it the norm to give your kids hormone blockers from birth because they shouldn't be subjected to a gender they don't want to be. You got a president's son who is a crackhead, a human trafficking pedophile. He money laundered billions of dollars from countries that we know now that he shared with his dad, the big guy. Although it would have been easier if they said the crazy guy, then we would know who they were talking about. Now, that crackhead's buddy is also now the head of the DEA. Does that make sense to anybody? I mean, I don't have a degree, so maybe one of you with a degree with college paper can help me out here. Hunter's other buddy, you know, this drug-pushing human trafficking guy, his other buddy is now in the Department of Justice. Oh, makes perfect sense to me. The guy who's sleeping with a Chinese spy, here's a good one, he's now over the Homeland Security. Right? Oh, yeah, that's somebody in the chat room just said, CBNC just said that that the National Guard scared away. Oh, yeah, right. Okay, whatever. Anyhow, does this make any sense to anybody? We're borrowing all of our money from China. Immigrants coming over, taking the jobs that we scarcely have to begin with, and Joey B's blowing away jobs like no other person in history. I mean, you couldn't write this as a sitcom. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive. Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news? This week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, which is really what I want you to be. Don't just spew what you see on Twitter or what have you. Get some information. A little bit of your own homework. You can't trust, I was going to say you can't trust us. There's a lot of us that you can trust. But, you know, do some of your own homework. Make sure what we're telling you is true. I get stung by stories on a regular basis where people will send me things. And I'm starting to write around them. And I start looking into them and I find out, you know, this is just a bunch of hogwash. It's not real. It's not true. So do a little bit of your own homework. That's really the way to make it work. Now, you know, enjoyed having this person on last week. Ping Ping Yu joins me again. She's a news content researcher with an emphasis on human rights for Epic Times. And she grew up in Beijing. She saw a lot of what went on in China as a little kid. Ping Ping, again, thank you so much for being with me today.
Great to be back.
So let's just, you know, we'll pick up on a recent Pew Research report that the Americans' view of China has been trending down in the past 10 years. You know, one question I'm going to ask you is what historical events you think drove it in that direction? But most Americans I speak with have a view of the Chinese people as opposed to a view of the Chinese government. Do you feel that that's true? The difference between?
I think so. I was actually fascinated when I saw this report and see how many people actually view China in an unfavorable light. In my personal experience, because I've been in this country for 15 years, I think Americans in general do an awesome job differentiating the Chinese government and the Chinese people. They totally get that what the Chinese government does, what the Communist Party does, doesn't represent what the Chinese people want. And I think they typically tend to see the Chinese, regular Chinese people as victims, even in cases where the Chinese people don't understand what they're suffering or don't see the difference. I think people understand it's a result of brainwashing in China.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. When we're seeing it here in a lot of ways. We're being told something is a certain way over and over and over again, and the news, you know, the propaganda news services are picking up and keep telling us how bad a certain group of people are, and people are starting to believe it or are starting to believe it. But I was talking to you during the break, and I said, it's really interesting how some of these communist regimes, and you brought up North Korea and China and others, but China in particular, as I've been having more and more people from Epoch Times on the show, I started to notice that the big emphasis in China seems to be on the arts and music and what have you. It kind of lends a human look and feel, a nicety from the government to the people, doesn't it?
Yes, that's very true. And I think the Chinese Communist Party is really very, very good at pretending, like, putting on a show, putting on some kind of flamingo dressing to show what it's exactly not. And that, what you said, also reminded me of what we saw growing up. Like, if you think about during the Chinese Cultural Revolution era, we had movies, but we had like 8 movies that were allowed to see. And that was the only entertainment. And then all the movies I saw growing up are the movies are about like wars against China, I mean, against America, against Taiwan. And then it's funny, one of my childhood heroes is this boy from a movie, probably like 7, 9 years old. And he was a hero because he killed a local landowner as the enemy of the people. And he burned his house. He ran away. So that's the kind of idol wow. that we grew up with. Isn't that amazing? And I think in the past, I don't know, 2-3 decades or so, they evolved. They started to see more of the world. They tried to learn the actual human language to justify their reason for being. So they create all these beautiful movies. They do all these beautiful music concerts to pretend, hey, we're normal. We're people. But I think Chinese people are, and the traditional culture is amazing. It's rich. But what the Chinese Communist Party has been doing is they use the superficial cultural elements. But if you look beyond the superficial things, the message they're trying to tell people is still the whole communist ideology, and they use the cultural things as a beautiful dress for the ugly yep. inside of communism.
No, very, very well put. You know, what events do you think have been allowing us, maybe here in the U.S. or people all over the world, to start seeing or start realizing that China is not the country we thought it was?
I think they want to do a couple of things. One is they want you to believe that the Communist Party really represents China and represents Chinese people. That's not true, but that's what they try to do. That's why they keep confusing or blurring the line between the traditional Chinese culture and what China is today. And then entertainment, I think they're masters of deception. They're masters of using entertainment as a form to kind of brainwash people, to let people believe and find reasons to justify all the bad things they do over there.
Yes, it is, because when we, you know, I was thinking about the entertainment portion of this. When we watch the dance, when we watch the music, when we watch even in the Olympics, I mean, people always look forward to seeing what China and Russia and such are putting forward in all the events. And again, China does a great job with displaying the precision and the great work and the hard work of these young people. But some of these young people aren't there necessarily because they want to be, are they?
No, not necessarily. But they don't have a lot of choice. Like in China, if you want to make a living, you have things you can do, but you have to stay within certain boundary. You can't go against. You can't really truthfully articulate your inner messages. You have to abide by the Chinese communist ideology. So people who are in art have to say things that the Communist Party wants them to say. They don't really have freedom of expression.
Yeah, it's again, we don't really understand that, but you're seeing what's happening right now, how we're heading in that direction, even this country to a big degree, where the government is telling us where we can go, where we can't go, and even to the point now where we're going to be going to college, what we're going to be studying, because they're taking a stronghold of education. And that worries me. It worries me more that people aren't seeing it than anything else, but you grew up with this.
You know, I'm seeing so many things that remind me of China today. Things like, I think...
That's right. You know what? Hold that. We'll talk about it more when we come back from the break. Don't be seeing your host. Don't go far. Right. A lot more coming up right after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is trying to push a big stimulus bill over the finish line in the Senate. Biden opening a White House meeting with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and top economic advisors saying people need help now.
Today's jobs report shows that the American Rescue Plan is urgently needed in our view. Our economy still has 9.5 million fewer jobs than it had this time last year.
Worth noting, only 9% of the COVID-19 relief package goes toward COVID relief, and only 1% of the spending will go toward accelerating vaccine distribution. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is one step closer to being stripped of his emergency powers related to COVID. The state assembly debating now after the Senate voted for the measure. A final decision expected later today. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hit up the website, therealside.com. Check out the show. Check out what's going on. You know, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll up there on the website. Join the chat room. Smarter people than myself are in the chat room. So if you really want to get informed and engaged, it's a great place to be. Always enjoy. I know some of you, I would admonish you to check it out. If you haven't already, you know, I hate to sound like an old guy, but they actually produce a newspaper, which I think is great. Ping Ping Yu joins me, and she is a news content researcher with the emphasis on human rights for Epoch Times. And, you know, Epoch Times, over the last few years, has grown tremendously. And I can truly tell you from what I've read in the stories, you get a lot of real information there. And Ping Ping, thanks for joining me. Very much appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so we were talking before we went to break and with the similarities between China and America today and the way they're dealing with people. And during the break, though, one of the things you brought to light, which the Chinese government has been telling the Chinese people that their woes, a lot of the things going on there, a lot of the bad things going on because of the Americans and what the Americans have done to them. And we're seeing the same thing here in this country where the woes of the black or the Hispanic people are because of what the conservatives are doing to them, how the Republicans are pounding on them, and they're hearing that over and over and over again from the Democrat Party. A lot of similarities there, aren't there?
A lot. One common tactic I'm seeing is labeling. They prepare, like, several labels in China. Those will be the rightist. Well, it's actually not relevant here, like, people on the right, or labels like landowner or business owner. And then whatever you do that they don't like, they can label you with one of those labels. And then you become the enemy of people. Nothing you say matters. Nothing you do matters. What matters is that label. So I think that pattern is starting to be more obvious here, which makes me feel really concerned.
Yeah, and I've told my listeners before that my aunt, who's here from came here from Italy when she was extremely young, right after Mussolini was killed, and grew up in some of this. She said, you know, it's a fear she has watching how easily, because we've had it so easy in this country. Our freedoms were guaranteed and are still guaranteed by the Constitution to us, and she's watching us ignore that and give them up, and it really, really, really scares her. So And again, it was too easy for us. You saw just the opposite growing up. So it was a real value coming to this country, wasn't there?
Yeah. People probably don't understand how precious personal freedom is until they actually lose it. So if you think about China, not very long ago, probably 30, 20 years ago, like work, for example, you don't find a job. The government assigns a job to you. You don't buy a house. The government assigns a house to you. So what that doesn't allow is you can't have your own opinion. You can't say anything against the government because then you lose everything. So I think the level of control here in this country is becoming very alarming for me. Like school choices, even the words you're allowed to use, there's just a lot less freedom than what I was hoping to see.
Yeah, and again, in 15 years, I'm sure you've seen some major changes because 15 years ago, even though we weren't all together, we still all believed in and fought for each other's freedom, to express yourself. Look, I am 180 degree difference of opinion with a lot of my Democrat friends, but I would go to war to help them. I would fight to make sure they maintain their right to freely speak without being thrown in jail. And I've often said on the show, and you can back me up on this, as I've often said on the show in many other countries, the minute you get on that soapbox and you start speaking against the government, calling out government leaders, you either hear a gunshot as the last sound you ever hear, or you end up in jail. And that's true, isn't it?
Right. And you get canceled. Your voices are silenced. It's not something I would expect to see in America. It always happens in China. It's happening in America now. That's really scary.
You know, I after we talked last week, I started to think about the Chinese people as a whole. Many of them may feel, especially the older ones maybe, that it's futile to try to fight the government. It's futile to try to take on the Chinese government and actually make human rights changes. But the young people may not feel the same way. Is that true or not?
There's a spectrum. I think I've seen young people who are very brainwashed and believe that the Communist Party is the savior of China. Anyone who speaks against the Chinese Communist Party is challenging China, is trying to undermine China. So there are actually a lot of young people who think like that just because they don't know different. They grew up in that kind of environment, that's all they know. And I think especially if you don't have a lot of experience with the society, you're only in school and getting that kind of brainwashing education day to day, you really don't have a lot of chance to learn better. Although there are some people who are really brave or more outspoken and really trying to speak their minds, and a lot of those people also got in trouble, either go to jail or have to escape China. So overall, I'm not very optimistic about the younger generation today. They just grew up in this red China. They know nothing else.
Well, if you grew up in the Hong Kong area, you have a whole different group of people there too. And I'm curious. I don't know if you know the answer to this question, but I'm curious to know what the mainland Chinese feel, or mainstream Chinese people feel about those people in Hong Kong.
Again, very split. Some people are really happy that they're seeing that Hong Kong young people as the role model, as being able to freely speak their mind or trying to do that. And other people are listening to the Chinese propaganda and accuse the Hong Kong people as separatists, as people who are trying to undermine China, or people who are listening to America and fighting against China. So there's a huge difference.
Wow. The people don't realize how important news sources are to tell the truth, media outlets are to tell the truth, because China is in the shape it's in because the Chinese government totally controls what information the Chinese people hear and see. Isn't that true?
It's true. Chinese people still don't have access to Google, Twitter, Facebook, the big websites. So it's still a very big firewall of China. And to that point, that reminds me that the young people I was talking about who actually understand what's going on outside of China and in China, they tend to be people who have access to information, either you using some kind of VPN to see websites outside of China or having connections outside of China who can tell them the truth. So the information is really important, and the Chinese government understands that. That's why they spend so much money building this firewall.
Yeah, and you have not heard, you didn't grow up hearing, nor I would imagine you probably could find it in any Chinese library about Tiananmen Square, could you?
You can find stuff, but that's the Chinese government version. I was in sixth grade when that happened, and after that, every year we're given textbooks on that event with the government version of the story. So we're told that the students killed soldiers, they killed regular citizens, and their mob. And again, they are executing tasks given by America, and it was conspiracy against China. So we learned that year after year, we had to pass exams on those topics before we can academically progress.
That is just amazing. I mean, seriously, when I think about really setting the narrative, writing the narrative to make sure, and this is what I've been saying in this country forever, is the reason that the liberals want education so badly, they want total control of the schools, is so they can do what's happened in China and North Korea and other places where history, the narrative, the information is given to the kids the way they want it given to the kids, so they can turn out, a group of adults that just follow what the government says. Because the government knows what's best for you, right?
Again, I suspect they learned from China, because one of the first things Chinese Communist Party did after they took over was they changed history. They changed history books. Nothing I learned in China from a history book was true. So they were changing the whole narrative. And today, in America, I was reading some data about most of the young Americans do not know who Lenin is. They do not know what Joseph Stalin did. They do not know about the Soviet Union history.
Right. That's amazing. Well, Ping Ping, always, always a pleasure to have you with us. Always a wealth of information. I very much appreciate your time with me.
Thank you very much.
Show me senior host. Come on back a lot more after the break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Don't we give you hope? Welcome to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Hey, listen, if you haven't done it yet, God, I hate pushing this. But you can do a jump off from there. Look, check out Rick Green on the on Facebook, and then from there he can direct you to his other sites, other places. You know, Patriot Academy. He was the founder of Patriot Academy. Great program. Sending many kids there to go ahead and learn about our Constitution, learn about what they can do to be part of the process, part of the solution. I always tell you, maybe it's not you who's out there pounding pavement. Maybe it's not you running for office. But you can give, you know, like I tell you to do for this show, you can give a few bucks to Patriot Academy, help send a kid to one of these programs. These kids have become great. A lot of Patriot Academy alumni out there now involved in politics who have actual clue as to what the Constitution says and what it means. So there's a lot of ways you can help. I mean, a lot of ways you can help make it stronger. And sometimes It's not always a direct connect, if you would. And it's great to give to some of these groups that are out there right now about helping right now, but don't do that. I mean that sincerely. Don't just take a hard look. I mean, funds are tight for a lot of people. Take a hard look at the groups and what they're actually doing. Some of these groups are asking for money to fight for, you know, America's freedom, for free speech, fight back against. They're pocketing most of that money. Most of the money's going to the organization itself and not out to the actual cause. And it, again, just give it some thought. So when you're thinking about the future, because none of this stuff that you're giving right now is going to change something this second. So when you're thinking about the future of this country, because of your grandchildren and others in your family, think about places like Patriot Academy. Give that some serious thought. You know, and again, I can't say it enough. Get the proper information. Get the real information. Somebody brought this up earlier, and it's so true. The FBI intelligence said that the attack on an attack on January 20th at the Capitol was inevitable. Right? Remember that? And nothing happened. And this is all a lead up. This is all, again, conditioning us to be ready, or conditioning the American populace to be ready for them to do some lockdowns, some closedowns, some shutdowns. And there's no way to fix this unless we get the right people, unless we start screaming more. And some of you out there in Democrat world, where you have a Democrat assembly, congressman, congresswoman, congressperson, whatever you prefer, is this really the fear you want to live under? They're talking about an unprecedented amount of money for the Capitol Police and to up the Capitol Police Department. You've got people retiring not because they're old enough and not necessarily because they're afraid. It's because they don't like what's going down. They don't like the support that they're not getting from their superiors. And they're not talking about money support either. A lot of them are dictating as to what they want done, what they want said, how they want things played out. Come on. A lot of you have enough brain cells to look at what's taking place and realize that you're being played and you're not having it, which is wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that. Right? Now, the FBI went on to say, you know, more intelligence tells them they were going to plan up to blow the Capitol on March 4th. And again, bupkis, crickets. Now, FBI intelligence is saying that QAnon will attack on March 4th. Who is QAnon? I mean, seriously, think about it. Who is it? All-knowing, all-seeing? Because, like, I wasn't believing in it necessarily, but I was following it and watching and trying to say, okay, were they right here? Were they right there? Are they right about this? You know, once somebody gets it wrong a half a dozen times, it is time to walk away. Not hang out there anymore. People just don't, you just don't get it. Oh, well, I shouldn't say that. That's not fair. Many of you do get it. There are a lot of you who just don't get it. You know, the Army's first female infantry officer says lowering fitness standards for women would put the mission at risk. Any mission. Why is it that somebody, a female inside the ranks who is in the program, who knows the program, telling you what's going to hurt, and yet you got these ideologues back in D.C. again, just like they were under Obama, telling us how they should run, how this should be. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? The woman became the Army's first female infantry person. Oh, excuse me. Infantry officer. Is now speaking out against lowering fitness standards for females. Right? This is for a test that evaluates troops' combat readiness. She argues that doing so would not only undermine their credibility, but also place women, their teammates, and the whole mission at risk, which is true. If the female or the male or whatever doesn't have the same abilities all the way around. See, this is what the left does. Everything is about gender and race. Everything. But when you're in combat, nothing has to do with gender and race. We have to be the toughest, the fastest, the smartest that there is out there with the best equipment. And if you're a female and everybody else in the platoon is carrying a 120-pound backpack and you can't, you're gone. You're out. And it has nothing to do with the fact that you're a female. It has to do everything with the fact that you're another person in the group. And if you can't carry your weight, you need to go. Because you are the weak link. You need to go. Comments from Captain Kristen Greist, or Greist, an Army Ranger school graduate, came following a report this month that the U.S. Army is considering revamping the way it scores its new Army combat fitness test. They want to account for the... Oh, this is wonderful. This is so sweet. The Army want to account for the biological differences between men and women. I think Joey B's got a problem, doesn't he? So biology only works when it comes to military exercises, I guess. Only when they want it to work. Only when they can somehow work it in. Right? So if the Army is admitting that there's a difference between men and women in strengths, in weaknesses, in processes, why can't the rest of the world, or the rest of the country, I'll say, why can't the loons on the left, if they're, now they're going to have to go to the Army and say, hey, oh, don't do that. Don't say that. What is wrong with you? We're trying to do away with this gender thing. So what are you going to say? You're going to say, personnel that have this particular sexual organ, they'll be held to this standard, and this one that has this sexual organ won't. What do you think? That work? I'm just asking. I love this stuff because it nails them in their own game. It highlights the foolishness of their own game. Now, this would stray away from the Army's original plan for the sixth event test to be entirely gender neutral. Isn't that what they want? Isn't that what the left totally wants? They want total gender neutrality. So what's the problem? Well, it'd be difficult for a 120-pound woman to lift or drag 250 pounds. The Army can't artificially absolve women of that responsibility. What if she is in the field with these guys and one of her partners goes down? If she can't throw that person on her back and get a move on, she shouldn't be out there. He or she or them or they or whatever pronouns you're using, I don't even know. You shouldn't be there. Rice wrote in an essay published Thursday by the Modern War Institute of West Point, the entire purpose of creating a gender-neutral test was to acknowledge the reality that each job has an objective. She is right on. Each job has an objective, physical standards to which all soldiers should be held, regardless of gender. Right on. 100% on, she is. It's like the L.A. City Council person. I think we did this story like 5 or 6 years ago. She was appalled when she walked into one of the public swimming pool areas. Appalled, like taken back appalled that the majority color of the lifeguards did not match the majority color of people in the pool. Now, I don't know if that meant that she was concerned that the lifeguards wouldn't save the people in the pool or that somehow blacks and Hispanics were overlooked. And even when they went back, according to the story, even when they went back to look at who had applied, who had showed up, who had taken the test, it just so happened the blacks and Hispanics didn't do so well in the swimming test, in the rescue test. She didn't care about that. She only cared about color. So she was willing to put to risk the rest of the people in that pool simply because she wanted to make sure that the colors matched. Not that you would have the best. This is what I say about education, too. Not to say that, you know, you would have the best chance of survival if something happened to you in the pool. That didn't matter as long as you had the perfect color balance. Is that one? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a little bit for some of you. For others, if your station's not carrying the show, you can catch us up at the website, therealside.com. We'll be back in a little bit.